On the cover, Eden is shown chained to a metal chair in the center of an empty concrete room. Her eyes are cold and calculating as she glares at the burly form of Watchdog, the Aberbazia's chief of security, who is casually rolling up the sleeves of his crisp white shirt. The room's single bare light bulb casts looming shadows on the wall behind Eden, which for some reason appear to take the shape of a wizened old man with a long beard. In the bottom corner of the page, a single blood-red rose can be seen sprouting from a crack in the concrete. Wonder World Comics proudly presents The Midnighters, Volume 8, Fox Hunt, Issue 2, Bloodhound.
Prepare yourself, dear reader, for another gripping tale of adventure, drama, and self-discovery. This is Wonder World Comics.
So our comic opens with KT. What have you been up to these last few weeks?
There has been a broken down vehicle several blocks away from our new hideout. Somebody has attempted to get it running. The left rear tail light has been flashing. I have been watching it.
Fascinating. Have you learned anything from watching this strange flashing light?
It seems to flash at 126 megahertz in frequency. Not very many things rapidly flash. It is fascinating.
Awesome. And have you just been hanging out by yourself, or
every half day, I'm going to say, so once every 12 hours, KT has been flying up into the upper stratosphere and taking a peek to the stars around us to make sure that there are no more stragglers of that treasure fleet.
The treasure fleet appears to have passed on for now.
Indeed. I do not believe that the populace of this planet are ready to meet any of the quite nasty traders and merchants that yes. make the treasure fleet.
Yet. Excellent. So it is up here on these clouds that we find you watching the treasure fleet, or the lack of treasure fleet among the planets in front of you, and gazing out across the universe. When you start to reflect on your life with your teammates and realize you haven't seen them for what feels like quite some time.
That is quite curious. Can I? I would like to attempt to unleash my powers.
Okay. What are you attempting to do?
I'd like to attempt to overcome an obstacle. In specific, I have not seen my teammates in an unusual amount of time. Generally, they spend some time either ingesting crude matter to break down to the various nutrients that their forms require, or sleep, and they have done neither in this location. I would like to attempt to close my eyes and try to feel for the specific strings and pulls of gravity that Lady Moonflower exerts on this planet in relation to the other celestial bodies in place around us.
Fascinating. And yeah, so you open your mind to the universe and reach out with these gravity waves and balance yourself among the stars as you search for the resonating frequency of Moonflower's gravity signature. Go ahead and give us that roll to unleash your powers.
That is a 5 plus a 2 plus a 0. And 4 conditions, luckily not hopeless, marked for a total of 7.
There we go. Awesome. Would you like to mark a condition, or would you like me to tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary?
Let's mark that final condition.
No way. I guess you are allowed to do that.
I don't know why you would, but...
If one game master hint to another, do not give your players the option if you do not wish them to take it.
Oh, no. It's going to make things really interesting. Excellent. And you reach out to the gravitational waves of Moonflower and sense them far below you in the city, in the depths of Midtown. And as you close your eyes, we turn the page and we see what you see. And it is Eden, quote unquote, with her fake identity and her dress, being escorted by Watchdog, who's just a massive, like 6'7", just huge, wide shoulders, barrel chested, very angry looking man with a lot of cybernetic enhancements, including his trademark wolfish metal jaw. Who's the head of security of Avarizia. And he is currently leading you towards a stairwell after your medical incident to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, so she's complying. She is here tonight as Luna Rose, is what was on her fake ID.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I think that she is following Watchdog, but also sort of protesting that, you know, he's wasting his time with her.
Mm-hmm.
Have they noticed that, like, money is missing yet? Because money has been stolen.
I don't think they know that they have been robbed yet, or at least it doesn't appear that Watchdog knows. As he's been escorting you, he says, find your appearance very coincidental, Miss Rose. You see, we received an anonymous tip about a robbery that was about to occur in this very location. Like to ask you a couple questions. And he gestures towards the stairwell leading down into the darkness.
Oh, Eden's gonna follow him.
Cool. He leads you down the stairs and into this dark hallway, past several cold metal doors, and opens the last one into a bare concrete room with two chairs and a desk. And as you are led into the room, Watchdog's right eye flashes and he stops and kind of turns his head a little bit like he's hearing something in his ear. And immediately, like, steps to the side to start, like, talking urgently under his breath with the other security guards there, who immediately start taking action.
Eden's just hanging out.
Cool. While Eden is just hanging out, meanwhile, up on the roof, we find, what is your secret identity, Ryan?
Ivy Green.
Eden gave me Ivy Green, I think.
Excellent, excellent.
You're Ivy Green.
Perfect, perfect. So yeah, we see Ivy Green up on the rooftop, and Dark Fox standing on the edge of the building, his duffel bag overflowing with poker chips slung around his shoulder, and says, listen, I'll tell you what this favor's worth to me. How about this for a deal? I tell you the location of Black Site Zeta, as long as you promise to find out who's funding it and reveal that information to the public.
So you don't know who's funding it?
I have a sneaking suspicion, but I don't have any proof yet. But
what's your suspicion?
If you're going to be breaking in anyway.
I mean, yeah, that seems like a pretty fair deal, I guess.
And Dark Fox nods and says, catch you next time. Until then, just follow the money. And he flicks
You told me that you would tell me where it is.
And okay, so he's gonna flick you, yeah, this poker chip, and on it is a set of coordinates, inlaid in gold on the back.
Oh my god, this guy sucks.
But you do also get a look at the it has the coordinates on one side, and on the back is the other side is the Dark Fox chasing its tail logo.
He just has these made up. He just has poker chips. But I also don't think Ryan's going to look that closely at the poker chip. Like, I feel like she will catch it on instinct, but then assume that he's just leaving without telling her anything. So chase him.
And so as you start to chase after him, how do you chase after him? He's going to just step off the top of the rooftop.
Well, I mean, there's a very dramatic run, grab the side of the roof and look over while yelling. You said you would tell me where it is.
Dark Fox is standing sideways, perpendicular to the wall with a grappling hook in one hand. Says, it's on the chip I gave you. You didn't look at it, right? I told you to follow the money. It was a cool thing. I didn't wink. You probably didn't see it because of the mask. Look, just...
This is a poker chip, and it's not even one that I could trade in for money, because it's obviously just yours. It's got your logo on it and shit. I didn't... Just tell me like a normal person, or if it's on the freaking chip, just tell me that. You don't have to be so mysterious. We're on the same team for this particular thing.
There's an RFID chip with the location hidden inside the poker chip. Moonflower will be able to find it.
Sweet. By the way, thank you. That's all I needed.
I appreciate the distraction down there.
Distraction?
Says, I kind of told them Moonflower was robbing the casino.
Why? Why would you do that?
Keeps them off my tail.
Just for that, I'm going to watch you leave. I'm not going to let you disappear gracefully. I'm watching you leave now because of that.
Really? You got to do this now, man? Mm-hmm. Fine. And he kind of kicks off the wall, just slowly lowers himself to the ground with his grappling hook, stands on his 2 feet, brushes off his pants with his hands, looks up. Happy now?
I'm going to tell Moonflower that you exit lamely, and then I will leave.
Excellent. And as you turn away, the hologram of Dark Fox winks out of existence.
Fuck. That's right. I didn't see that. I can still believe he's lame.
Yeah, yeah. Moonflower, Watchdog is now on high alert and immediately turns towards you. And he is looking very upset, very aggressive. His shoulders are up, and he comes kind of striding towards you and says, "What are you up to? Where are your friends?"
What friends?
Watchdog sighs heavily and begins to unbutton his suit jacket and lays it on the table. Says, "I really don't have time to be playing these games right now." As we speak, my security forces are sweeping the building, and we get like a panel of security forces like on the stairwell leading to the roof, about to open the door that leads out to where Ryan is. It says, "So you're going to tell me what I need to know right now, or I'll make sure that you never walk the same way ever again." And as he begins to roll back his sleeves, you see that his arms are entirely cybernetic as well. And as he takes off his gloves, his like hands are made of metal, and like there's these golden like triangular shaped plates that start to extend from the knuckles. He says, "What's it gonna be?"
Eden's gonna take a seat in the chair and smile. She will nod to her purse and say, "You can search it, but you're not going to find anything. And like you said, you really don't have time for this when you could be going after the real thief."
And he slams his fist on the table, and it leaves a massive dent, obviously. And he kind of storms out of the room and says to his guards, "Lock her up. Hold her until Farsight gets here. They can take her in for questioning." And as he leaves, the guards move to lock the door on this cell.
You don't let him.
Cool.
She's killing time.
Cool. Ryan, what are you doing up on the roof?
Panicking. Eden has not met me up here. Like, I feel like she was gonna. Are there any flying anomalies in the sky that will bring me hope in this time of panic?
Yeah, speaking of flying sky anomalies, what is KT up to?
I feel slightly offended all of a sudden. The strange sensation that a perfectly natural creation such as myself would be called anomalous by a member of a species that only exists on one planet out of hundreds of thousands of billions of trillions of specks of rock in this vast universe of ours.
I mean, I also said that you were an anomaly of hope, so I don't know why you're focusing on the anomaly.
Just slight, weird, like just somebody wanna, with thumbs that
just want to be offended.
Awkwardly backwards.
Right, meant anomaly as a compliment.
We have a. I guess at this point, I probably notice the jolly green giantess on the roof.
I mean, I am undercover as Ivy Green, so it might be hard to tell.
Uh-oh.
I'm wearing a button-up shirt.
Oh.
And slacks.
Yep. He also got a haircut.
And I did get a haircut. Snap. So I've got a buzz cut now, but I do be getting the vines out of my tattoo, which might be a buff.
That's, yeah. Not many people can do that, no matter which way their thumbs bend.
I shall descend. Hello.
Yeah, right. You see an anomalous space expression of gravity appear.
Don't use the A word around KT. They get really offended. I feel like Ryan has been staring at the poker chip, trying to figure out how Dark Fox just like had a poker chip with these exact coordinates written on the back, like how he knew that that would be come in handy today.
Must be really
smart. Probably
or really dedicated to a bit.
It's real annoying.
Maybe he's got a laser engraver on his robot hand.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, and then I'm like, why would you like use like all of the technology that you have access to for this?
Because then you can flick people a poker chip with a custom message engraved on it and freak them out.
Yeah, it's just so like, I don't know, man. Anyway, so yeah, I probably don't notice KT until they say something. At which point Oh, sorry.
Pardon me. At which point, you.
Oh, I jump, and screech. Hey! Oh, hey, KT. Sorry, there's like a lot of stuff going on this roof tonight.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I was looking for Lady Moonflower. Now I am wondering how you know my name.
How I know your name?
Indeed.
Don't I know your name?
I mean, you said my name. Presumably you know it.
We're on the same super team. Why wouldn't I know your name? Or do I only know you as Graviton?
Which one are you?
Oh, you mean, am I Mighty Briar or Ryan?
Ah.
Or Ivy Green? Because I feel like Ryan has been pretty non-secretive.
My apologies. I did not recognize you with your new endoskeleton.
My new endoskeleton. I don't understand what is happening. Both me and Ryan don't understand what is happening. I am also looking for Lady Moonflower. She was in the casino.
She is beneath us.
Well, yes, yeah, that's where she was, but I thought she was going to come meet me up here.
She hasn't moved in a while.
She, like, poisoned herself? Can you tell? Is she dead? Can you tell? Or can you only, like...
Allow me to attempt to find that out.
I hope she's not dead. I don't believe
she is poisoned.
I said that I should be the distraction next time, but what if there is no next time?
Her gravitational field is slightly vibrating, so I believe that she is still alive.
Okay, sweet. Okay, that's good. So we should follow that gravitational field.
Would you be willing to take my hand?
Depends. Where are we going?
Down.
Okay.
Towards Lady Moonflower, if that helps.
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
As KT has their hand extended, the doors to the roof get kicked open, And security guards yell, "Freeze! Get down on the ground!"
And as you say, forward. And we plummet through the roof.
Awesome. Go ahead and give me a roll to unleash your powers.
That is going to be a 4 plus a 2 minus right. 2 for a 4 total.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So you sink through the floor straight down into what you think should be like just like the straight shot, like down a hallway from Moonflower. And as you arrive at her location and phase through the floor, you are face to face with a very tall, burly looking man who is glowering angrily down at you with a wolfish metal jaw.
That is unfortunate.
As you say that, he takes a swing at you as he yells, "They're here! I've got them!" Mighty Briar and or KT, you are under attack by Watchdog.
An appropriate name, it seems.
So, something that I am learning about Ryan is that I think he gets motion sickness.
That is fair.
So, I think at this very present moment, he's trying not to hurl on Watchdog.
That makes KT. Sense. And it was a 4 on the Unleash Your Powers. So I think you are like feeling quite unwell from the travels and between trying to support Ryan and avoiding potential incoming puke, I think Watchdog does catch you off guard as you are rematerializing, and I'm going to ask you to take a powerful blow.
I shouldn't have said anything, should I? Well,
you should always say this is what I get.
This is what I get for being honest about my character.
I mean, you could try and intervene.
That is a 3 plus 1, which is a 4. And I don't have any condition locked.
I'm going to start with one team in the pool.
No, powerful blows. Getting a low is a good on a powerful blow.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes.
I won. I beat you.
Take that.
Watchdog defeated.
Sorry. Yes. Awesome.
I'll read it for you. On a miss, you stand strong. Mark potential as normal and say how you weather the blow.
Thank you, Kaylee.
I think Briar I weather the
blow. Back.
As you are marking potential.
Throat tightening. No.
I think I weather the blow by vomiting on him. Content warning. Or vomit, everybody.
It's off panel. We never show that on panel.
Yeah. So I think there's like blind. You see him like go to punch, and then panel you just like there's like a squeak or a slipping like sound effect, and an oof and a ew and a sorry.
Eden, there's quite a commotion out in the hallway outside your door.
Yeah, you see Eden, she's still just sitting in this chair. She's kind of leaned back. She's looking completely unbothered. And I would like to assess the situation.
Absolutely. That seems like something you are very good at. Well, Go ahead and give us that roll plus superior.
Hope that we are rolling better tonight than we were last time. That is a 12.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better than last time.
Wow.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to need the luck to continue because I've worked myself into a little bit of a situation here. But
one problem at a time.
One problem at a time.
Awesome. So on a 10 plus, you get to ask 2 plus 1. So what three questions would you like to ask from what here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is in the greatest danger? Who here is most vulnerable to me? And how can we best end this quickly?
I have like half of a plan. I'm trying to decide which of these questions will best facilitate the half of the plan that I have. But also it might not be a good plan. So maybe
I think all plans can be great plans.
This one's questionable. Okay. you know it's going to be a good time when I introduce what I'm about to do with. This is a bad idea. Well, I don't know that this, strictly speaking, falls under a question. I'm a little curious what the timeline on a Farsec arrival is.
I mean, a casino on Broadway is being robbed. I would expect it is like under a minute.
Okay, like I don't know. I've just kind of accepted the fact that I'm probably going to have to deal with Farsec at this point. I'm going to ask, what here can I use to get out of the building quickly? Like, what are the best exit routes, I guess? I'm trying to frame it in the way that it fits with one of the questions, but that's
really... Yeah, no, I hear you. Cool. I mean, other than KT being able to phase through stuff, there is, an elevator shaft. Like further along the hallway that you saw when you were coming down, that's like under construction, and you could if you could get there, you could easily get like up to the roof or up to the ground floor or wherever you wanted, and then find a window and be out of there.
Excellent. I think I'm going to hold my other question.
Cool.
So, real quick, do you want me to change and not vomit on that man? Would you rather me weather the blow by being super tough? Because I can do that. I feel bad.
I think that's totally up to you.
You can be tough anytime. How often do you?
I just realized that, like, if it's a content warning-y kind of thing, and then like, we say it happens off panel, but now there's like vomit in the hallway.
I think you should weather the blow by fear vomiting so hard it slows his fist to the point where it doesn't hurt when he makes contact.
I thought it was more like he punches me in the gut, but instead of it like making me take a powerful blow, I just release.
You just ruin his suit.
You're taking a page from the Gustav playbook.
Content warning all over the floor.
Okay. You guys are okay with it. That's cool. But I just thought I'd put it out there if you want me to change it.
You can keep it as long as you add to your character sheet new power, vomit spit.
Vomit spit. New power, motion sickness.
Guys, I don't like this superpower.
Yes. In Watchdog is temporarily kept at bay as he is quickly throwing his jacket on the ground, but you are facing down a cybernetically enhanced super security mob boss enforcer, and the Farsec is on the way. What do the two of you do?
How far away is Lady Moonflower from our current position that I can sense?
You can sense that she's on the other side of the door at the end of the hallway that's maybe 10 feet away. It's not far. The only problem is it's on the other side of a very large man.
Seemingly angry?
In every sense of the word that you have gathered.
Yes!
You are correct.
I shall gently tap my communicator next to my left shoulder. And the actually, if Lady Moonflower has a communication device handy, it crackles to life. As I announce, Lady Moonflower, we are not far. There is an angry man in front of us.
And you, by the shouting in the hallway outside, you can confirm that he is, in fact, quite angry.
That's kind of my bad, I think.
Eden is going to, on, like, subtly on her communicator, but also, like, speaking to the guards outside, say, hey, do we know how long this is going to take? I'm fine to hang out for a while. I'm just wondering. She doesn't really care if she gets an answer. She's trying to convey that she is fine to KT.
We've kind of got a situation out here.
Okay, like I said, I'm fine, so.
KT shall face Lord Mighty Briar and announce to him, Lord Mighty Briar, please avert your eyes. It is time for a disco. And oh, I would like to, it's working so far, I would like to unleash my powers again.
All right. What are you trying to do with these powers? Depending on your intentions,
if I understand correctly, I'm not sure exactly how much of this gentleman's organic optic situation is left. However, I believe I've understand that human beings contain rods and cones inside their eyes that intercept light, transmit that towards their brains, and that's how they see. So I'm going to take a handful of photons that are bouncing around this place and feed him a false image into each one of his eyeballs and give him the Lady Stitch special and feed him an artificial recreation of what is going on. He's going to see us in front of him in the hallway while we attempt to scooch around him and get to the door behind him.
Excellent. Excellent. Go ahead and, give us that roll for three. Yeah?
That is going to be a 6 plus a 5 plus a minus 2.
Yeah.
For a 9 total.
That is a hit. You are able to, I'm assuming you're choosing unstable or temporary, unless you would like to immediately pass out.
With that. With that, blood pours from every... No, I'm kidding. It's unstable or temporary.
Yes, excellent, excellent. I accidentally like gave you an option again and scared myself. But yeah, you are able to kind of sidestep as this false image flashes in front of Watchdog's optic receptors and... he is like kind of stumbling forward down this hall, kind of swinging his arms, but you got past him, but he's going to realize like within a second or two that something is wrong with his eyes and he's not seeing what he should be seeing. And that this illusion is just an illusion.
That is fair.
Excellent. What do you two do with your newfound freedom?
There are other guards in front of us, right?
There are two more guards outside the door.
Can I make a bramble, like, wall behind us so that Watchdog has something that he has to get through. He can't just turn around and get us.
Yeah.
The aim being that I would like to like defend KT from whatever he's about to
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. Yeah, that definitely sounds like a roll plus savior to me.
Sweet. That is 5 plus 5 for 10 plus 3 for savior. So that's a 13.
Oh my god. KT is hella safe. On a hit, you keep them safe and get to choose one. Add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
I think I'm going to use my there when it matters move.
Mm-hmm.
So when you defend someone on a hit, you can hold one instead of choosing one from the list. Okay. And then spend your hold when they are in danger later to arrive on the scene ready to help.
Awesome. So what does it look like on the panel as you construct this massive wall of thorny vines?
I think it's like... you see, like, Watchdog, like, swinging his arms, and then he realizes that it's not a real, like, we're not really there. And he, like, spins around, and there's, like, maybe his eye blinks red or something, and then it's just, like, swallowed up by this, like, densely packed wall of thorns and, like, flowers and, like, yeah, really, like, if you were to go and see a, like, production of Midsummer Night's Dream, like this is what it would look like on the walls of like Titania's like grove or something.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So you produce a incredibly sturdy wall of flora that is quite beautiful, actually. KT, the two guards in front of you kind of look at each other. And then look back at you, and one of them starts reaching for his gun. What do you do?
I know what those do now. I am going to focus on the density of the gun that he is reaching for, and I will, I wish to reach out and multiply the density of that gun 1,000-fold.
Awesome. I don't know. It kind of almost sounds like you're directly engaging a threat because it sounds like you're about to throw down with these guys. Is that kind of, does that sound right to you?
Let's do that. Let's make this a directly engage a threat roll.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Brian realizing that density of she put the wall on the wrong side.
Oh, that is going to be a 5 plus a 2.
Okay.
So that is a 5 plus a 2 plus a minus 2 plus a second minus 2.
Oh.
Excellent.
For a 1, I believe. Nope. No. That's a 3.
I'm trying to figure out how you have 2 minus 2s.
I have minus 2 to danger. And I have a minus 2 to directly engaging a threat because I have the afraid condition marked. I have all 5 conditions marked.
But you were only rolling one thing, right?
I rolled a 2 die 6. A 5 and a 2. Minus the danger. For a 5, minus the afraid for a 3.
Oh, God. No. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at math.
No,
I it's said fine. Anything.
I misspoke at first. It wasn't a 1. It was a 3. In fact, I minused a third minus 2 when there was.
I just forgot about two. Labels. It's fine, guys. It's fine. Continue.
Oh my goodness. What is going to happen to KT?
blood pours from it. No.
So I think, like, you do, like, make the one guy's gun super dense, and he kind of just collapses sideways onto the floor. And he's just kind of, like, pinned there as he's, like, his gun's, like, still kind of stuck in the holster. But the other guy is able to charge forward, and he has a very powerful stun baton.
That is unfortunate.
And I think I'm going to have to ask you to take a powerful blow.
Indeed.
Oh, I defended the wrong side.
Ooh. That is a very high number.
Uh-oh.
Can I spend my hold to defend?
Yes. Yes. You do have that hold. So as you see this powerful blow, this terrible fate about to befall your friend. Describe the feeling as you rush into action. What does it feel like for Ryan when you spend that hold?
I think it feels like skating. I think it feels like when she is like playing a game of derby and she has to make like a split decision to sort of like get in the way of the mm-hmm. other team's jammer or something, and yeah. there's just like no thought, just pure like instinct.
Awesome. And we see your eyes focus and your hands shoot out and your vine wall of gorgeous flowers begins to move at incredible speed. Go ahead and give us a roll plus save here.
That's 5 plus 3 is 8. +3.
There we go.
Is 11.
There we go. Boom. Awesome. So you keep them safe and can regain your hold or add a team to the pool, take influence over them, or clear condition.
I like my hold. I want hold back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you have like this wall shot out around you and like just envelops this guy in like a cocoon of flowers that kind of pin him to the wall, and you and KT are both now in like this thick jungle of vines that are kind of constricting this one guard that leapt at you and still trying to fend off Watchdog, who is now like thundering on the other side of your vine wall with his mechanical fists, with like someone like with feels like he could have like some level of super strength. He's definitely way stronger than a normal guy should be, even at his size.
I kind of feel like we need Moonflower at some point.
She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine. We're not fine.
I think that is an accurate assessment of the situation.
If you'd like to take my hand again, we can calmly walk past this situation and regroup with Lady Moonflower.
You saw how it went last time I grabbed your hand. I think I should just hold this guy and this other guy, and you should just go and get Moonflower out of the, you know.
That is acceptable. I shall hover on over to Lady Moonflower.
As you float over to the door, you can see it's just like barred shut.
So you could, or are you just going straight through?
The door is shut. The door is shut.
It is, indeed.
And I have not been invited in, correct?
You have not.
I shall wait on the other... No, I'm kidding. I'll float through.
excellent. And you find Ivy Green... No, Luna Rose. Sitting casually at the desk, surveying the scene.
Are there still guards outside, or did we got rid of them?
Yeah, so as... I guess the door's not open, so you can't tell.
The guards are still there. They're, they are not happy.
You hear, the thrashing of vines and, people struggling, but...
And Ryan struggling, also.
We have a situation outside. We may require some assistance in boosting you from here.
I was just going to wait until Farset got here and cry about how Dark Fox kidnapped me and forced me into his plan and then escape when they stopped paying attention to me, but it kind of seems like we gotta deal with this now.
In theory, like one of Lady Stitch's afternoon dramas, we could all hold hands and run away from the situation as well.
I don't mind running away from the situation, honestly. Kind of seems like we're done here. I'm guessing Dark Fox got away.
I did not. I don't think I noticed Dark Fox when I descended earlier.
You said you came with Mighty Briar.
Correct.
Yeah, he totally got away. we might as well leave.
The door is still locked from the outside.
They did not take Eden's bag.
They did not.
Well, she still has an explosive device in there.
Excellent. I think a locked door is no obstacle for Eden Holloway. With a satisfying pop, the door swings open, leaving a trail of smoke. And you find one guard struggling to remove his holster from his belt while it seems like his gun is welded to the floor. The other one is enveloped head to toe in what appears to be some wonderful bouquet work. And at the other end of the hall, fighting his way closer and closer, is Watchdog. And in the middle of all of this is your friend Ivy Green.
Let's see. There's one thing I would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it falls within the scope of still having a question.
I mean, you do have, a couple questions still, so.
No, just one, I think.
Okay.
Unless I, assess again. But, I am wondering if Eden has found any evidence that Dark Fox has, disabled or wiped the casino security cameras.
Ooh.
Just because it will determine her priorities here.
So I will say that it looked like when you were out in the main lobby and stuff, it looked like the security cameras were still on, but as you were being led down to the holding cell areas, it looked like some sections had been turned off.
Is this section turned off?
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, yes.
Then she has no reason to be here anymore. If the security cameras had stayed on, she'd try to steal them to, A, make sure they weren't implicated in this little brouhaha, but also to see if perhaps she could glean any information about Dark Fox. But since it sounds like that's been taken care of, Yeah, I think she just wants to hold off Dark Fox long enough to get out. Or not Dark Fox, a watchdog. Too many dogs in this episode.
Too many dogs.
Never too many dogs, but more than one. Okay. What do I want to do here? So Watchdog is currently like fighting against the Brambles.
Yes, he's trying to brute force his way through what is left of Ryan's wall.
I'm gonna throw a knife at him.
Nice.
Back to the roots of the podcast.
Yeah. Doing what we do best. Give us a roll plus danger to directly gauge a dangerous threat.
Okay. I was going to say that I actually am going to activate venting frustration, which I can do when I'm directly engaging a threat while angry. It does not actually matter in terms of the role. I have the same danger and superior right now, but it will clear angry for me, just in case this goes badly and I have to take a powerful blow.
Hooray.
Oh. Yeah, I rolled snake eyes, so that's a 4.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yikes.
But I cleared angry.
At least you cleared angry. Cool. So you chuck this knife. And it does kind of like Watchdog kind of like jerks his head to the side, but it does leave like a long streak of blood, like slice along his cheekbone, underneath his cybernetic eye, where you can see like some metal sticking out from under his skin. And he glares at you, and one of his like hands, like he opens the palm of his hand and points it at you, and then his fist shoots out like a rocket out of his hand, out of his forearm on a long cable, and just snatches your outstretched arm that just released this knife and clamps down around your wrist, and you are locked in place, unless you or someone else can I
attempt to defend?
Ooh, you very well could. Yeah. You see, this giant metal fist rocketing towards your friend Lady Moonflower.
That is going to be a 4 plus a 3 plus a 2 for Savior plus a minus 2 for Insecure for a 7 total.
Awesome. And I think we are definitely coming together as a team against a dangerous foe now that Moonflower's out in the hallway here. So why don't we get some team in the pool real quick? So we still have 1. We add 2. Who is the leader of the team right now?
I'm going to say it's me.
Unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. Ryan.
one vote for Ryan, 1 vote for Moonflower. KT, who do you think is the leader of the team?
This is going to be very, very awkward, because I was actually going to cast a vote for Lord Righteous Flame.
he is busy taking care of triplets right now.
I tend to default to Lady Moonflower. No offense intended, Lord Mighty Briar.
No, normally me too, but the fact that she took so long to get out of her cell and was so reluctant to, and then immediately failed, made Ryan a little bit hesitant to name her leader again. But totally I totally get it.
No, that's not fair. That's a very, very fair assessment.
Cool. So we get
also one. Because last time I made her leader, she made me do something without telling me a whole plan, and this is how we ended up here. So,
but cool. You looked hot while doing it. Importantly, I want to point out.
Isn't that really what the point of this game is?
Mm-hmm. That's what my goal is always. Well, I don't know what the rest of you are here for, but
this is why we keep making you leader, and then you just keep making us look hot, but then we. What? Hey. At what cost?
Well, sounds we've, like I need another excuse great. To dress up tonight.
We've done great, and we get a bonus team in the pool when I'm leader.
Yeah, yeah.
I just have a sneaking suspicion we might need that tonight.
Who are you? I'm KT, but they call me Abs.
They could probably call every Midnighter Abs, to be honest.
Oh dear, I accidentally spilt this baby oil all over my chest.
My abs.
Spilled it all over my abs.
Well, Moonflower, do you have influence over everyone else in the team?
I believe that I do. Awesome. KT, do I have influence over KT?
Uh-oh, yes. Do you?
It's on my list. I'm not super good at keeping my list up to date, but yes.
Cool. Awesome. Up to 5 teams pool. What is your purpose in the fight right now, Moonflower?
To get the hell out of Dodge.
Sounds as like a great plan, as it were. Ryan, KT, do either of you have any different aims in this fight? Or are you also...
On this we agree.
Excellent. KT, are we all in agreement that it is in fact time to leave Dodge?
I second that motion.
Excellent. Excellent. Sweet. So we've 16 in the pool. Does anyone mistrust Moonflower or anyone else on the team?
Not in general, but I am uneasy. So I think maybe not mistrust, but maybe I'm off balance.
Cool.
Not at the current time.
Cool. Yeah, I don't think we need to remove one for that. Is your team ill-prepared or off balance?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. That checks out. Mm-hmm. Doggo agrees.
Watchdog is getting mad.
Watchdog is upset. He's raring to go. Beautiful.
He's doing what he is born to do.
So we have 5 team in the pool. And you have a 7? 9? 7?
7 total.
Excellent. Wonderful. Sorry, I just totally lost my train of thought. What were we doing before we...
KT was defending Eden.
KT was defending Eden. That is right. Rolled a 7. I don't know. Let's make up some space shit. We'll fix it in post. No,
excellent. Thank you. What does it look like on the page? So, as we do some space shit to say.
Yeah. as the rocket powered arm flies towards Lady Moonflower,
KT shall bend and ignore some of the laws of physics and create a hard light wall several inches thick between us and that flying fist, causing it to make contact with an invisible force. And I don't know if that's going to retract immediately or just clatter to the ground or what.
Ping off and hit Ryan in the face.
Ryan, we're going to have you take a powerful blow. I'm sorry.
I think it just stops it dead in its tracks. He is caught up the stairwell or the elevator shaft is just off to the one side. And you are in the clear.
Doesn't KT have to pick a thing from defending as well?
Oh yeah. KT. You get to add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
Now, the smart thing to do would be to clear a condition. So I'm going to do the smart thing.
Excellent. I did give you the option.
I was given the option. I shall take it.
However, on a 7 to 9, it also costs you. Do you expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation?
Oh, it sounds like we're escalating the situation.
Awesome. So in that case, I think your hard light shield like dissipates rapidly and violently. Some might describe it as a small explosion. But it doesn't like hurt anyone, but it definitely damages the structural integrity of the building, and like cracks appear in the wall, and like the whole thing shakes, and like the lights flicker on and off for a second. And yeah, there was definitely some like considerable amount of like structural damage done to the hotel now as a result of your actions.
Lady Moonflower and Lord Mighty Briar, I believe that a payment was required for my youthful indiscretion of tampering with the laws of physics. I believe now would be a good time for us to alleviate ourselves of this locale.
He's going to glance at one of the big cracks and... I never liked Clyde Alistair anyway. Let's go.
Nice.
And she's going to head towards the elevator shaft.
Awesome. Yeah. Sick. Yeah, so the three of you make your way to the elevator shaft and are able to make your escape as Watchdog remains entangled in the branches. Where are you exiting the elevator shaft? Because, yeah, you can, you know, pop out of the building pretty much anywhere you want. What are your thoughts, Eden?
Eden wants to get to the roofs.
That seems wise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And away, just generally.
Just Farsec in general,
is, away. Farsec is coming, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with, Farsec sirens wailing.
It makes it sound like Farsec has their own, like, signature siren.
Yeah, it's like, Farsec, Farsec.
Farsec siren is literally Clyde from accounting with cybernetically augmented vocal cords.
You got a
clutching for his life at the top of their 2008 VW Bugs. Farsec.
You got to make that your ringtone for Shrike.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Awesome. So with the Farsec sirens ringing in the distance, you're able to escape to the rooftops and barely make a clean exit out into Midtown. And so where do you guys kind of stop to catch your breath? What does the scene look like?
I think they're actually going to duck into a nearby club because clubs are loud and there are a lot of people and it's easy to blend in.
Mm-hmm. And they are always open in Midtown.
Sure enough. So, yeah, I think we just duck into the nearest club.
Awesome. Awesome.
Eden is still dressed for the occasion. Ryan's still dressed for the occasion. KT's
always dressed for the occasion.
Yeah. KT is wearing what I assume is their every occasion suit, so.
Indeed.
Which, yeah, is perfect for clubbing.
Does KT have a fake ID like we do?
I think we came in through a window. I don't think we used the IDs this time.
Awesome. Yeah, so you can, yeah, slip in through like a window.
Rooftop, rooftop entrance. Swung over the roof, went inside from there.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And as you get a shot of you guys kind of sneaking in through the rooftop door and looking around, you find yourselves a table in the corner. And
get a chance to catch up.
Ryan immediately places her head on the table.
KT shall place their hand upon Mighty Briars. KT shall pull their hand off Mighty Briars.
Is that comfort support?
KT shall put their hand back on Lady Briars.
I think Eden's going to be watching this, and she's not going to put her hand on Lady Briars.
But she shall retract their hand.
Eden's going to kind of nod back in the direction of the casino and look at Ryan and say, that was pretty good for being left on your own. The building's still standing for now. I think they'll be able to fix it. And it's not an important building anyway.
Are you saying that that was my fault? No. Brian's gonna like look up. She would pull the poker chip out of her pocket and be like, I nailed my mission, okay? You got captured. You left me alone. You got captured. I got this from Dark Fox.
I had a plan.
And then
I had a plan.
KT was the one who exploded the building. I was just trying to protect everyone.
I told you both I was fine. You didn't need to come get me.
We were already there.
Well, you didn't ask before you came.
So we should just, what, let you get captured and then just, like, leave you?
No, you're supposed to ask before you break into the building. I told you, it's fine. I mean, I was going to get out a different way. But this was good. This worked.
Is it breaking in if it is a public access building?
I think if you go through a wall, yes.
What about if you enter through the roof?
I was counting that as a wall.
But a... Never mind.
What's with this poker chip? She's going to grab it and start examining it.
I don't know. I don't know what your deal, you and Dark Fox's deal is, but he is, like, so not worth your attention. He is the lamest man I have ever met. He was like, oh, I'll help you, but it'll cost you. And then, like, was just really vague and cryptic, and then was like, ah, here, follow the money. And he flicked this at me. And I was like, dude, you told me you were going to tell me where the thing was, but then you just flicked this poker chip at me. And he was just on the building being like, nah, it's on the poker chip. Like, you just got to, like, you know, Moonflower will be able to decode it or whatever. And then he just, like, you know, shimmied down the building.
He shimmied.
Pretty much, like, he just had like a little grappling hook and he just, like, you know, walked down. It was like the worst.
I'm not paying that much attention to him, for the record. It's just like a normal amount of attention.
Well, he's paying more than a normal amount of attention to you because he set that whole thing up like that you were the one who was robbing it.
Yeah, he thinks I'm a worthy opponent.
KT, you won't understand this, but I mean, I know Eden's not hetero, but this is such hetero nonsense.
You go, girl.
Thank you, KT.
Talking to me or Moonflower? Oh, okay.
I do not know.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Anyway, like, this stupid guy, anyway, whatever, he gave me the thing. All we have to do as the, like, quote-unquote favor is, like, find out who is, like, running the base and expose it to the public.
Hmm.
Not that he gave me any clues about that. because apparently he doesn't know. So that's something that you can use against him in whatever nonsense you guys are up to.
I think you're making this sound way weirder than it is. He's a villain and I'm hunting him.
Is he a villain, though?
He's a target.
But
he just robbed that casino.
Well, yeah, but, like, also, you know, you do things like put his symbol up on buildings. That's not really, like, hunting a... I don't know. Maybe I'm the weird
it's
one.
It's part of the plan. It's part of the plan.
Okay. All right.
I have a plan. Usually.
Mm-hmm. I believe you. Most of the time.
Well, you just seem a little skeptical of my plans tonight.
Yeah, because you didn't tell them to me, and then you just expected me to roll with it and know what you wanted me to do. And then now you're mad at me because I didn't know what you wanted me to do.
I'm not mad at you. Do I seem mad at you? We got...
Yeah, because you were like, I was going to get out. You didn't have to come and get me. That seemed mad. Did that seem mad to you, KT?
Or is it mad. You just...
Okay.
I was just reassuring you that I was fine. Because you seemed...
And that you didn't need our help.
Mm-hmm. Reassurance.
Yeah, it just seems... It just seems like you're mad because you keep saying you're not mad.
I get told that a lot, actually. But this is good. This is a clue.
So it's a location.
Yeah, that's a pretty substantial clue usually.
And, you know, the other clue is...
Like, has his logo.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I was like...
Is these things?
Yeah, like, in his arm, in his suit, does he have, like, a little, like, engraver, and then he's just carrying around these poker chips or something, in case somebody asks him for something?
He probably made it at home. It seems...
But it's got the location of this specific base on it.
Hmm. Well, I think he made the
How
chip
did he know I was going to ask about it?
I don't know. Yeah. He obviously knew we were going to be there.
And then why is he carrying around these chips? Like, I'm telling you, he's like the strangest villain. Like, I think he wants to be cool so much that he doesn't actually end up saying anything or doing anything. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's the strangest villain. We fought a guy with a cannon for a head.
Yeah, but did he like toss you poker chips and then like jump off a building and be like, oh, I'm so cool?
No, but he had a cannon for a head, and that's pretty weird.
That seems pretty normal to me. I mean, KT, like, is a cannon, basically, right?
I have his cannon.
Hmm.
You have? Oh, okay.
I kept it.
Any particular reason, or...?
It seemed useful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the Carnelian's worse than Dark Fox. Like, more annoying, personally.
I haven't met Carnelian, so I can't comment on his lameness.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. He's the worst. KT's met Carnelian, right? You were there.
He was a formidable... Well, no. No, I did not interact with him much. I was busy with headcanon.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there to, like, hear him, like, yelling about how many people he's killed.
I was too busy exploding his boss.
And stealing his head. Headcanon's not Crimelian's. You don't have Crimelian's head, as far as I know.
Blood pouring from it. No. content warning.
How long do you think we have to hang out here? Because I'm real sweaty and I would like to get changed.
No, we can go. I mean, I'd kind of like avoid Farsec in the streets, but that's just... always rule. That's not specific to now. Maybe a little more now, but I'd always avoid for a sec. But yeah, we can go. I'm probably going to take this chip and try and figure it out. Find the location.
Do you want help or?
Well, you wanted to take a shower.
Not part of your plan.
If you want to.
Well, yeah, but there was a whole wardrobe at the base. I'm guessing there's showers.
Yeah, there's showers there. You can come back to base if you want. I don't have my only plan right now is to find the location on the chip.
I just don't want to be in your way.
Were you planning to sit on the computer or something? Because otherwise you won't be in my way.
I mean, I wasn't. I don't know if KT was.
I do not plan on sitting on the computer.
Okay, well, we should all be good then, I think.
Sweet.
And, as we get a shot of our heroes returning to their base across the street from Farsec. Feeling pretty good about themselves.
I do not love the way you said that.
I mean, or whatever. At least, yeah, they escaped Farsec, at least for now. But as they make their way back to their apartment, we get a few panels pulling away from them walking down, the group of Midnighters walking down the street and over to a news office, like headquarter building. And inside, through one of the windows, we can see a newspaper headline being written about Midnighters attack and rob casino in Midtown.
Wonderworld Comics is an actual play podcast of Masks, A New Generation by Brendan Conway. This issue was GM'd by Michael Dunham, who can be found on Twitter at GalvanicMan. Moonflower is played by Kyra Nelson, who can be found on her Twitter at Kyra M. Nelson. Graviton is played by Sawyer A. Mighty Briar is played by Kaylee Newberry, who can be found on their Twitter at Kaylee_Newberry. Wonderworld Comics is produced by Michael Dunham, and it is edited by Michael Dunham and Kaylee Newberry. The music is from Dvorak Symphony No. 9. Do you have questions or comments? You can get a hold of us on Twitter at WWComicsPodcast or send us an email at wwcomicspodcast@gmail.com.